It is so important that we are who we really are, that we share our story, our background, and the mess that God has delivered us from, so other people know that God can deliver them in whatever mess their lives have been as well.
Welcome to the Jesus Storybook Bible Podcast, a place where we remind you that grace can rewrite any story, that hope shines a light through our darkest moments, and that God's love changes lives. Here's your host, New York Times bestselling author, Sally Lloyd-Jones.
Hello, I'm Sally Lloyd-Jones, author of the Jesus Storybook Bible, which tells the story of God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about lies and truth and what we believe and the power of what we believe about ourselves. Our guest today has experienced firsthand the feeling of not measuring up, of not being enough, and she shares how it was that she learned to stop believing those lies and began to see herself the way God sees her, and the crucial role rest had to play in resisting the lies. Our guest today is Hosanna Wong, an international speaker, author, and host on TBN's Better Together, and a spoken word artist who grew up on the streets of San Francisco. What she discovered by learning stories of other people on the streets was that so many of us feel unworthy, unloved, and unseen. People of all walks of life struggle believing untruths about themselves, whether it's because of things spoken over them or into them that influence and shape them. A famous theologian and pastor, Dr. David Martin Lloyd-Jones, no relation to me, spoke about the difference between listening to ourselves and talking to ourselves. It's one of my favorite things, and so I wrote about it in my book, Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing. It's called Talk to Yourself. Why are people usually unhappy? Dr. David Martin Lloyd-Jones said it's because people are listening to themselves instead of talking to themselves. When you wake up in the morning, you can listen to whatever your thoughts are telling you. Maybe they're reminding you of something bad you did the day before. Maybe they're making you scared of something you have to do tomorrow and feel horrible. Or you can talk back. You can remind yourself of what is true and who you are and who God is and what he's done. You can say something like, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God." Psalm 42, verse 11. Are you listening to yourself today or talking to yourself? You'll be so encouraged by Hosanna's powerful message of hope that we can all break free from the lives that hold us captive by seeing ourselves through the lens of God. She now is passionate about empowering this generation to know who they are and to boldly live their purpose. I can't wait for you to hear from her. So, without further ado, please welcome my friend and now yours, Hosanna Wong.
My name is Hosanna Wong, and I grew up on the streets of San Francisco. My dad battled addiction and fought in a gang, and someone introduced him to Jesus, and Jesus changed his whole life, and he ended up starting an outreach to those living without homes and battling with addiction on the streets of San Francisco. Growing up, I believed the lie that I was not enough because I believed that my family was not enough, because my dad's background was different than my friends' parents' backgrounds. I believed that my church was not enough because it was not what I thought other people might think a standard of church should be. I thought that my environment wasn't enough. I thought that my own heritage was not enough. I was the only Chinese girl in my class, and I thought that I myself was not enough because my family didn't have as much money as my friends did. And I remember thinking that I had to change who I was in order to be accepted, in order to be loved. And as I got older, that lie continued with me into my adult life. And a few years ago, I started being healed from this lie and set free from this lie, resisting a culture that wants me to be defined by what I do. So many of us have heard lies throughout our lives. We've been told we're not enough, that we're unworthy, unwanted, unseen or unloved, and what you think about yourself determines how you live. So if you think you're not enough, you might start living like you are. You might try to change yourself or work harder or produce more or do more or hustle harder in order to be loved. If you believe that you are a burden to be loved, you might start living like you are. You might start to isolate yourself, believing that if you got real with people around you, they'd be annoyed by you. It is actually our background and our story and our lens of the world, where we're from, what we've overcome. It is actually our exact details that God wants to use in this exact moment in time. You are more than you've been told. My hope is that people discover who they really are, that they stop looking at their lives through the broken lens of other people, and that they start to see themselves through the lens of God. When you know who you are, it changes how you live. I was always fascinated about, how did Jesus know who he was? We know that Jesus was fully God, but he was also fully man. There's many stories of Jesus being pulled in many directions. Like many of us, he had a very busy life, a lot of responsibilities, and a pretty important mission. And people all the time had ideas of where he should go next, what city he should go to next, what people he should go to next. And Jesus would go out of his way to talk to God, to pray to God, to allow God to direct his steps. We see Jesus also going out of his way to spend alone time, to talk to God. And after that time of prayer, he would say, you know where I'm going? To this city next. You know where I'm going? To these people next. Because God was the one who was directing him. Jesus was constantly surrounded by community. There were people around Jesus practicing confession, getting real about what they were really going through, celebrating what God was already doing and had already done. We see that Jesus had a rhythm in his life of obeying God and being who he was and doing what he was put on earth to do, and also had weekly rhythms of rest. God knew we would believe lies that we have to do more or produce more or perform more to be more valuable. So God commanded rest, and then Jesus exemplified a life of rest. It shows us that we can do everything God has called us to do and also rest in knowing we are loved without doing one thing. When I learned a fresh way to see rest, when I started having a new theology of rest, when I realized that God commanded us to rest and Jesus demonstrated a life of rest so we would know we are loved even before we do one thing. So I can say now, as someone who has really struggled with rest these past few years, I can say that I have seen God's love in my life and experienced God's love in a new way. I've gone to church my whole life, but I never fully understood the love of God until I read this Jesus storybook Bible, and they started talking about the way that love was described in such a different, unique way. And I had never heard of it myself, but I thought, oh my goodness, that is beautiful. And it is even helping people far from God and close to God discover love in a fresh way. I'll be reading from a story in the Jesus Storybook Bible called The Terrible Lie, where Adam and Eve lose everything, from Genesis 3. As soon as the snake saw his chance, he slithered silently up to Eve. "Does God really love you?" the serpent whispered. "If he does, why won't he let you eat the nice, juicy, delicious fruit? Poor you, perhaps God doesn't want you to be happy." The snake's words hissed into her ears and sunk down deep into her heart like poison. "Does God love me?" Eve wondered. Suddenly, she didn't know anymore. "Just trust me," the serpent whispered. "You don't need God. One small taste, that's all, and you'll be happier than you could ever dream." Eve picked the fruit and ate some. And Adam ate some too. And a terrible lie came into the world. It would never leave. It would live on in every human heart, whispering to every one of God's children, "God doesn't love me." God loved his children too much to let the story end there. Even though he knew he would suffer, God had a plan, a magnificent dream. One day he would get his children back. One day he would make the world their perfect home again. And one day he would wipe away every tear from their eyes. This passage resonates with me deeply because we see that those of us who doubt if God loves us or doubt our value or our worth or our purpose, we are not crazy. We are in the middle of an age-old war. From the beginning of time, the enemy of our souls has made us want to doubt God's character, doubt how he loves us, doubt what God says about us. So we doubt who we are and we doubt if we can have a real relationship with God. This is not a new lie. This is a lie that's happened from the beginning of time. And I just love that God loved us too much to let us believe this lie. He sent Jesus to come and die for us, to save us from our sin, our shame, and our guilt, and show us who we really are and a fresh way to live. I love that from the beginning of time, there's been someone fighting against us, but there's always been someone fighting for us. God wants you to know that you have always been so very loved.
You can get the Jesus Storybook Bible wherever books are sold. To find out more about the book and all of Sally's other books, please visit Sally at sallylloyd-jones.com. And follow her on Instagram at Sally Lloyd Jones and at Jesus_storybook_Bible.
Before we go, don't forget, God loves you with a never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. Oh, hello, it's me again, Sally. I'm just popping back briefly to say two things. The first thing is, don't forget to subscribe to the show, because that way you'll get the stories straight to your phone. And the other thing is, while we're at it, would you rate the show and leave us a review? That would be so great, because it helps other people find the show too. I really appreciate your help. Thank you.